You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hi, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nanomouse. You know, I've been wanting to do this podcast for a while. However, I wanted to get a better concept and idea how this works, and so that way I can have a pretty good list of things to show you as an example how this works. Because it's so unique and specialized, it is kind of hard to explain in person what it really does without having to see it or give you some examples. So this is the perfect time, so I decided to do a podcast on the app called IFTTT. Yes, VoiceOver will pronounce it as IFTTT, and it's I, F is in Frank, T is in Thomas, and there's three T's, so IFTTT. However, I think the real pronunciation, how to pronounce it, is IFTTT. Those that have any kind of background in programming, especially in BASIC, you probably recognize the if this, then that. It is very similar. You'll understand that routine if you used it before. And if for those that never recognized or have done any kind of programming, no worry at all. It is extremely elementary to use, so easy to use. I like using this quite a bit because for that fact, it is easy and wonderful to use. I've been looking for something that will automate some of the tasks that I do from day to day, and that way I don't have to worry about it. These are things I might check on a daily basis, but it does the checking for me automatically, and then it will notify me whatever method that I tell it to tell me to notify me. It is a elementary version of the advanced app like workflow. So if you're familiar with workflow, then you definitely need to check the IFTTT out. All right, so I'm going to show you the IFTTT, and let's see here.
IFTTT, three new items.
All right, I am going to double tap this to open it.
IFTTT search button.
Okay, it'll land you in the first tab. There's three tabs along the bottom. The first tab is called Discover. At the top left is the search. This is the first tab, but I am going to explain the tabs first and then kind of reverse back to this first tab. There's a reason for it, and let me find the Discover tab.
Every day at 6 p.m. selected. Discover tab. One of three.
Okay, so at the bottom left is your Discover tab. I will show you this in a bit. This is a tab where you will find all these different kind of routines, what we call applets. They are various different kinds of applets. There are just literally hundreds, if not thousands, of these routines that you can choose and pick from. To the right of this
activity, three items.
That's your activity tab. Basically, think of this as a log or an event log tab. Every time a routine runs or has an error of any kind, it will make a note of that in this particular tab. And then the last tab, which is the bottom right,
my applets tab, three of three,
is my applets. These are all the applets that I have that is currently running as a task. And if something were to happen, then it will notify me in the way I want it to. And I'll explain that in a few minutes. So we'll go ahead and double tap on that one.
Settings button.
Okay, so once you touch this tab, the bottom, or I say top left, is your settings. I am not going to get into the settings. I will come back to this to kind of give you what you should know about the settings. Really, there's nothing in there other than the service accounts, which I will explain in a few minutes.
My applets, heading.
As I go to the right, keep going to the right.
New applet, button.
New applets. That is at the top right-hand corner. That is the item where if you cannot find the routine or applets that you want, you can create your own applet, which I've done a couple of times here, and I will create one in this podcast to give you an example of what you can do with it. Okay? I'm going to go to the right.
All button.
Okay. I'm not going to go through some of these here. They are for something you can check on later, but I'm just going to kind of skip through this area.
Services. Filter. Search field.
Obviously.
Double tap to edit.
If you have tons of applets, you can obviously filter it, but I don't have that many applets, so I don't really need that. So let's go see the first applet that I have.
If Mickey Home set to away, then send a notification from the FTTT app button.
Okay, you're probably curious, what in the world is Mickey Home? All right, that one is actually a thermostat of mine. I have a Nest thermostat. So if you're not familiar with the Nest, that is a smart thermostat. So it's a smart device that actually you can adjust the cooling, the heating, the temperature of the house with your thermostat through your Apple iPhone. And so I have this as a routine because our local utility company here will every so often have some sort of an emergency when it gets in a heat wave or if there's any kind of brownouts that's about to happen, or they just need to help kind of save some electricity for us. It will raise and lower the temperature automatically. However, when that happens, it will be set to away. Also, if you're not in your house or it doesn't sense any motion for X number of hours, it will set itself to away. And when that happens, the temperature goes up or the temperature goes down, just depending on the season. So it's summertime of doing this podcast. So the air conditioning temperature will go up. I think it goes up to like 75 degrees in the house. So it gets a little warm, but yet that's the away mode. So when it comes home, it'll set to home and it'll lower the temperatures to where I have it set. I want it to notify me when it gets set away because sometimes I'm at home and yes, I haven't walked by that thermostat very often and I would have no idea that it's set to away. So this way it will check the thermostat and as soon as it goes in away mode, it will send me a notification. So I don't have to keep checking my app to make sure it's not in away mode or whatever I have not. And so that's an example of one applet that I have here.
If new app from VoiceOver search, then send a notification from the FTTT app button.
Okay, this is one of my favorite. Not the favorite, but one of my most favorite. This will allow me to search the app store. Every day, we get a set of new apps that comes out in the Apple App Store, right? Well, this will automatically search and scour the Apple App Store for a particular keyword. And the keyword it's looking for is accessibility. And if it makes any detection of accessibility, then it's going to notify me. And so I like this. That way I don't have to keep checking every day, see if there's anything that comes up. It does it automatically for me.
Get alerts if there is disease outbreak news from the World Health Organization button.
Now, this was just chosen out of the whims. I was just curious about this. This is kind of a notification where when there is a disease outbreak, you can define it for your country or you can define the whole world. So if there's some sort of a disease outbreak, it will send me an email. So this one sends me by email. There's various ways how it can notify you and different services that you can use to make these things work. So, let's go to the right.
Thank your Facebook friends for wishing you happy birthday.
Now, this one was a test. I know some... I don't think about it. I know some people can say, oh my gosh, that's so impersonal and things like that. Okay, so, basically I wanted to test this to see if it works, and it does. Last month, I had a birthday. Thank you. And what this does is that you can define a day after your birthday. So after everybody wish you a warm birthday wishes, it will go ahead and post a status for you saying, oh, thank you all for the warm birthday wishes automatically for you. So if you are forgetful or don't check Facebook all that often, it will do this automatically for you. So there's another service. It will check Facebook and post on behalf of you. Kind of cool. I understand it's not as personable as you would if you did it yourself.
A reminder to drink water button.
Okay, this is kind of an important one for me. I have an Apple Watch, and you know, I get into this routine that I do not drink water as much as I should. I need to drink more water, so I developed this one. I found it, and what this does, you can develop between a time that you want to be alert. So I said between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. every day, and then it asks you how frequent do you want to be notified. So I have it set for every 2 hours. So every 2 hours, if I'm busy doing my work, it's going to pop up on my watch with a notification and say, hey, it's a reminder to drink water. And this is a great way to remind myself, take a break, you know, sit back, grab yourself some water, and get your water intake that you need for the day. And it's been very helpful, so I really appreciate this little routine.
Properly mention and thank new followers. Button.
Okay, so this is my biggest favorite and the last applet I'm going to show you here. If you are a Twitter fan like myself, I have, you know, I have to check every day to see if there's any new followers. And I think it's really cool, kind of a courtesy protocol and just something to be really nice about. What this does, it will automatically check my Twitter timeline for me. And if there's any new follower, it'll send a message to that person and say, hey, thank you for following me. And I thought this was really clever, and this is the favorite of mine. I love this routine quite a bit. So you have heard me mention about services. So what are these services? Well, the services are these things like Twitter, like this example, Facebook, how it checks your Facebook. The App Store is a service. So those are services. And within the service, you have lots of different routines you can use within those services. So IFTTT has over 600 services. Oh my gosh, it is a lot. And there's tons of them. Lots of them, I don't even know what they are. A lot of them are smart devices or newspapers or just various different things. But have no worries, I'm going to show you a few. And that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to show you an example where you can search for these applets that have already been designed for you. So these are templates that you just use and go ahead and use it right out of the box. You don't have to create anything. It's just there. So remember at the bottom left was the Discover. So we're going to go back to the Discover, and then we'll come back to this tab, and I'll go back to the settings and the Create My Applet. So bottom left.
Discover tab.
Double tap that. And now at the top left.
Sprint Wi-Fi network.
Not that high.
Every day at 6 p.m. One of
six. Let's find it.
18 applets for Google. 18 applets for Google search button.
Okay, there's a search button. If you want to search for something particular, so if you're looking for something that's useful for Twitter, just type in Twitter or Facebook or Alexa. All these different various services that you can do. Now, as I go to the right.
One of six. Adjustable.
And go back here.
18 applets for Google button.
Okay. So these are 18. See, this is kind of a suggestion. IFTTT has some suggestions. So they always kind of focus on six items that may be of interest. So this item has 18 applets that you may be of interest that is regarding to Google. Obviously, if you want to see more of these or you are interested in this particular part, you just double tap that and I'll show you all the routines or applets regarding to Google. Now, if I go to the right.
One of six. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Right. So I'm going to flick up.
Two of six.
So it says two of six. Let's go back left.
18 applets for the environment. Button.
18 applets to environment. So it shows you all the different things you can do. Now, I want to show you something on the 6 of 6 before I move on.
2 of 6, 3 of 6, 4 of 6, 5 of 6, 6 of 6.
Okay, and then go left.
See all applet collections.
That,
button.
You can see all the applet collections. So that might be something of interest you want to do. You just double click here and it goes to that. I'm going to go past this area because now it's going to go into these kind of a most popular or featured applets that the IFTTT is showing you. So I'm going to go to the right.
6 of 6. Every day at 6 p.m., add tomorrow's weather report to your calendar. Button.
Okay, so if that interests you, you can do that.
Save your new Instagram photos to Dropbox. Button.
See what I mean? It's endless, guys. Instagram to Dropbox. Oh, yeah. It has all these different services. It's mind-blowing. And it will keep you up at night. It did for me. I'm thinking in my head every night going, oh my gosh, what can I do to alleviate to do this and that? For example, here's another example I would tell you. Let's just say AppleViz, for example. You know how AppleViz has what we call an RSS feed. So if you know what that is, it gives you a feed of everything that goes on with AppleViz, right? Like when there's a new podcast or a new blog, anything like that, it goes into this feed. Yes. One of the services on here is an RSS feed. And what we can do with that, we can take that and say, anytime a new item gets put into the RSS feed, guess what? We'll have this posted out to Twitter. It'll tweet for us on behalf of the account at AppleViz. And you can also define it to say, post this on my Facebook page. So AppleViz has a Facebook page, for example, and we'll post a status for you. See what I mean by the routine being the daily task is something less I have to do. It's automated. Really cool. So didn't mean to get off the road there. Let's keep going.
Get an email when there is a new tweet from a specific username. Button.
Okay.
Receive notifications for new NPR technology stories. Button. Mm-hmm. Magnifying glass emoji. Search IFTTT applets right pointing magnifying glass emoji. Button.
Interesting.
Get a notification every time an astronaut enters space.
Okay. Button. Let's just do this one. I can keep going down. You will be in this thing for hours. Believe me, there's so many. And weird thing about it, when I do a search, even if I type Twitter, for some reason it doesn't show everything. You will eventually find more and more things in other areas as you go and dive into the different areas. It's incredible. So here's this one will give me a notification anytime an astronaut walks in space. Okay, so if you're a space junkie, what we do here to activate it, you just double tap this.
Get a notification back button.
Okay, so we have the back button to the top left. And if I go to the right.
Share button.
You can share this applet with other friends. Say, hey, I found this applet. It's really cool. I wanted to share with you. Maybe you have some interest in this. And I'm going to go to right.
Get a notification every time an astronaut enters space.
Okay. Now, it says it's going to get a notification. That means notification means just a regular notification. Yes, there are other things you can predefine. You can say, I want an email to me instead of a notification, or I want it to be tweeted, or I want it to be posted as a status, all sorts of stuff. My gosh, you could put this in Dropbox. I know, it sounds crazy, right? So anyway, let's go to the right.
It's awesome to be reminded that humans can travel beyond the atmosphere, don't you think?
Okay, go to the right.
By IFTTT, verified, button.
So this tells me the template is made by IFTTT themselves, and it's verified.
Enable applet, off.
And this is the part where you can enable it. So I'm going to go to the right some more because there's a few more things, not really important, but I want to show you that it's there.
This applet has been activated 91K times.
Mm-hmm.
Works with notifications.
Okay.
Applet ID XPV3FCJQ.
And then it tells me that. Now let's go back to the enable.
Works with note. This applet has enable applet.
All right. Now, a word of caution here. Each time you set up any kind of a applet for a service, for example, if it involves Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Dropbox or Google, on and on and on. These are services. And if it have not been enabled, if you enable this, double tap this, it may pop up and says, hey, I need to have permission to use that service. So, for example, if it was a Twitter kind of a applet, it's going to say, I need permission to get to your Twitter app or your Twitter account. So you'll have to go through the process. It's really simple. Just go follow the processes. I agree. And then I allow it. And once you allow it, then you'll be able to come back and turn this on. So you'll have to do that to every service. Okay. Since this is just really just requiring the notification, it's not going to really require anything. So it should be just a basic turn on and off. So one finger, double tap, it turns this on.
Loading. Enable applet. Get a notification when the International Space Station passes over your house. Button.
All right, so it's done. Now, what it's going to do here, this is kind of a weird part, and this is what I mean. You will find yourself endless in this loop all the time of finding new things. What really this page is...
Back. Button. Applet turned on. Here are some more you might like.
Really, this is... Since you turned this applet on, you might like these following other applets that has something to do with this particular category. So this category is space. So if I go to the right.
Back.
There's
button.
That back. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. If I go to the right.
Get a notification when the International Space Station passes over your house. Button.
I know, right? That's kind of cool.
iOS push notification for NASA image of the day. Button.
Okay.
Get a notification when there is breaking NASA news. Button.
So you get the idea. I can keep swiping, and these are all the space-related applets. You can just keep going, double tap, keep turning it on, whatever have not. So it's already activated. So I'm going to go to the back button.
iOS, get a notification back button.
Double tap.
Back button.
Okay. So now we're at the applet itself that we just turned on. So I'll show it to you as I go to the right.
Share. Edit. Get a notification. It's awesome to be by IFTTT. Enable applet on. Button.
So It's now activated. So let's prove it. Let's go see if that's in my applet tab. So let's go back to the left until we get to the back.
It's off. Get a new edit. But share. But back. Button.
Okay. Back.
Back. Search. Button.
All right. So we're back to the Discover. Let's go to the bottom right.
My applets tab.
Go back to my applets. And let's see where the settings is.
All. Button. Get alerts if there is disease outbreak news from the World Health Organization. Settings.
There it is. I'm going to go to the right.
My applets. New applet. All. Services. Thank your Facebook friends for wishing you happy. Get alerts if there is disease. Right. If new app from voiceover search. If Mickey Home set to get a notification every time an astronaut enters space. Button.
There it is. So that is now automated. So anytime an astronaut goes walking in space, you'll get a notification. Okay, so you're probably asking yourself, well, maybe I don't want this anymore. How do I get rid of it? Good question. You can just go to this app itself, applet, I should call it. Double tap that.
Get alerts if the back button.
And then you go to the right.
Share button.
And go to the right.
Edit button.
You hear that edit button? That's important because that's the magic button you need. So double tap edit.
Edit. Close button.
Okay. So as I swipe to the right.
Configure. Get a notification every time an ask. It's awesome to be reminded that humans receive notifications when this applet runs. Switch button off.
Okay.
Double tap.
I'm going to explain that real fast to you before we move on. What that means, do you want to receive a notification every time it runs? Obviously, some applets may not do notification. It just runs a routine, right, without any type of alerting you. So this option is here. So if you do want to know when it runs and that is not doesn't have any kind of a notification, I would turn this on. Otherwise, because it already does a notification, you don't want to be alerted twice. So that's why it's turned off. Anyway, back to where we were. Keep going to the right.
View activity log button.
Mm-hmm.
Save button.
There's a save button if you changed it. And then lastly,
delete button.
There's the delete. So if I do a double tap here.
Alert. Are you sure you want to delete this applet?
And I'm going to say yes.
Cancel button. Delete. Button.
Okay, double tap.
Loading. Close. Settings. Button.
And then we're back to the settings of the My Applet. All right, as promised, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the settings, and then we'll go to My Generate a New Applet, and I'll show you how to do that. The settings, really, the only thing in there, remember the accounts I was telling you about that it needs granted permission and stuff like that? If you go into settings and go into accounts, it will show you all the accounts that you have tied to the IFTT. So if you got Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Dropbox, Google, all those stuff, and you want to log out of them or get them unbinded from this app, you can go in there and say log out, so don't use this anymore. So that's about the only useful thing I found in there. All right, let's go to the right.
My applets. New applet button.
Okay, here's a new applet. So I have one in mind I want to do for this podcast. It has something to do for your allergy sufferers. This is kind of a unique kind of routine that will help you to know what kind of day you can expect in terms of allergies. But before we do that, I want to show you all the cool stuff within here. All right, so I'm going to create a applet on my own. Double tap that.
New applet. Close button.
All right, the close button's at the top left.
New applet. Heading.
Go to the right.
Help button.
There's the help.
If
this
button,
then
that
dimmed
button.
How easy is that? So let's go back to if this,
then this button.
Okay, so if this happens, then we're going to do this. So what do we want to do? So I'm going to double tap on this.
Close button.
All right, so this is where you're going to see all the services. It's going to show me some of my favorites or the top favorites of people that use this quite a bit, followed by the entire list of all the services. So I'll go to the right.
New applet. Heading. Select trigger service.
Okay, go to the right.
Search services. Search field.
You can search. That is a good way of doing it. If you want to search for it, rather than going all the way down to Twitter, you can just search for Twitter if that's what you're looking for.
Popular. Heading.
All right, see what the popular ones are.
Date and time. Button.
Mm-hmm.
Weather underground. Button.
That's the one we're going to be doing in a few minutes.
Instagram. Button. Location. Button.
These are all the different kind of services. You're probably asking, what is location? What that means? You can actually set something up like if I'm at work and then I leave work, I want the following routine to run. So every time I leave work, something's going to run automatically in the background. Cool, huh?
Button widget. Button. Amazon Alexa. Button. All services.
And now you get into the all services. I am not going to show you all of these because there's 600 of them. I'll give you about three or four of them, just kind of give you an idea. But it starts with A's. And a lot of these things, I was like, what? But you can, like I said, you can spend hours going through this list.
500px. About. Button. Acer Air Monitor. ACLU. Adafruit. Air by Propeller. Button.
You see what I mean? There's so many of that. So if you double tap in that service, there are going to be predefined applets you can have that applet do for you. I will show you what that means. So let's go back up to Weather Underground. That's a service, right?
All
right.
Ace about 5. Also, Amazon. Button widget. Location. Instagram. Weather Underground. Button.
All right. So Weather Underground is going to have all these routines that you can have checked as a trigger. So I'm going to double tap that.
Weather under back.
Button. As you can remember, I am looking for this one particular thing that will help me for my allergies notification for the day. There's tons of different things you can do with Weather Underground, such as
new applet.
As I go to the right,
choose trigger. Connect the services and devices you love to hyperlocal weather data powered by the world's largest personal today's weather report. Button.
Today's weather report.
Tomorrow's weather report.
Uh-huh.
Button. Current temperature drops below. Button.
Okay.
Current temperature rises above. Button. Current condition changes to. Button. Tomorrow's low drops below. But tomorrow's high rises above. Button. Tomorrow's forecast calls for. Sunrise. Button.
See what I mean? There's so many different things.
Sunset. Button. Wind speed rises above. But current pollen count rises above.
There it is. Current pollen count. That is for allergy sufferers. If it goes over a certain trigger or a number, I want it to alert me. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap this. So,
current pollen back. Button.
As I go to the right,
new applet, heading, help, button, configure trigger.
Okay.
Current pollen count rises above. This trigger monitors your local pollen levels and fires every time the pollen count rises above the value you specify, 1, 12. Note, available only in the USA.
Okay, so if anybody checked their pollen counts here, it's on a scale from 1 to 12. 12 being extremely high, and you're going to have a downright miserable day. One means it's extremely low, if minimal, if exists at all. So it tells us we got a trigger. Let's see what our next thing is.
Pollen count, 1.
Okay.
Double tap to edit.
So it's set to 1. I don't want to know when it's really low pollen, so I'm going to double tap this.
Pollen count, 1. Picker item, adjustable.
Okay.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I'm going to go to like 4.
2. 3. Four.
I'm just swiping up as is a ticker. So anytime a pollen count gets over or equal to 4 and above, it's going to send me an alert saying, hey, 4 and 5 is about the moderate rate, and then anything over 8 and 9 gets a medium high, and then over 9 is high. So you can trigger wherever you want, but this gives you an idea. Now, since I've already raised this, I'm going to go back left.
Done.
It says done. Double tap that.
Done. Pollen count.
Okay.
4.
Let's go back to the right.
Double tap to create trigger. Button.
All right. So if you're ready to create this trigger, let's go ahead and double tap this.
Pollen count. 4.
Okay.
Double tap
to the
edit.
Right.
New applet. Heading.
And to the right.
Help. Button. If. Weather underground. Button.
And now your this has now been filled out. So let's go to the next one.
Then.
Then.
That.
Button. That. How do you want it to notify you? What do you want it to do? So I'll double tap this.
That. Close. Button.
Okay. So let's check what we got here.
New applet. Heading. Select action service.
All right.
Search services. Search field. Popular. Heading.
All right. So this is same services. You can do so many things. So in here, it should be our popular ones.
Twitter. Button.
You can post it to tweet as a tweet. So every time a pollen gets high, it'll tweet it for you.
Email. Button.
You can email you.
Gmail. Button.
Or we can mail it to you.
Google Drive. Button.
Ha! Huh. Wow, it'll be dropping in Google Drive.
Notifications. Button.
That's the one I want. It's notifications. So I just want it to ding as a notification on my device when the allergy gets high. All right, so I'm going to double tap this.
Notification back. Button.
Now, keep in mind, when you go to the right, what you see here is going to be a little different from every different services. So this one's a notification. You can have it formatted in different ways. So as I go to the right,
new applet, heading, mm-hmm. Choose action. Notifications work seamlessly on any Android or iOS device with the IFTTT app installed. Get the information you want. Send a notification from the IFTTT app button.
Now, if you just want a plain generic text, you can choose this. Now, one more to the right.
Send a rich notification from the IFT.
You can have a rich notification. So there's two different kinds of how you can send the text to you. I just want a plain text notification. So I'll just go back left.
Send a notification.
And
from
go
the
ahead and double tap this
button. Send a notification back button.
All right. So let's go to the right and see what we got here.
New applet. Configure action. Send a notification from the IFTTT app.
Mm-hmm.
This action will send a notification to your devices from the IFTTT app. Message. Pollen count is currently left curly bracket, pollen count right curly bracket, and left curly bracket, location name, right curly bracket, view forecast.
Okay, field, before you lose your mind.
Double tap to edit. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
Don't lose your mind. That is just a formatting. If you're really into this formatting stuff, I am not. I just leave this perfectly alone. Basically, this is the message that it's going to send you. Obviously, it's not going to do all the curly brackets, and all that weird stuff. That's the special field that when a pollen count gets over a certain number, that's where it puts it. And then you can hear location, so I'll give you my location. That is the message it's going to send to me by notification. So if you are gamed or you really want to get into that, yes, you can change how the message is said. All right, so I'm going to go to the right because I don't want to touch that.
Create action button.
I can now create this action. That message is great. I want it. Double tap.
Loading. Close.
Button. All right, so button. Let's see what we got here. Go to the right.
New applet. Heading. Mm-hmm. Applet preview.
Uh-huh.
Applet title. If current pollen count rises above 4, then send a notification from the IFTTT app. Text field.
Okay, so you can
double
change this field if
use
you don't like how
to
it's named.
Spelled words.
This is what's going to appear on my applet. That's how it's going to say it, so you can modify that. Go to the right.
Edit title button.
Mm-hmm.
Works with notifications.
Okay, it just tells you what it's doing. It's working with what?
Finish button.
And then there's a finish button. Double tap on finish.
Finish.
And
back. Edit.
Voila.
That turned on. Here are some more you might like.
And of course, it wants to pimp out and give you, squirt out some more things, applets that you might want to look at that's regarding to something similar you just done. See what I mean? It's just endless. I have found myself going an endless loop of hours of seeing different things. There's so many of them. Let's go back to the top left. I want to get
back
out.
Button.
Back.
Back. Button.
Okay. Now we're going to go back again.
Back. Settings. Button.
All right. Let's see if it's here.
My applets. Mm-hmm. Heading. New applet. Button. Mm-hmm. All. But services. Button. Filter. Search if current pollen count rises above 4, then send a notification from the IFTTT app button.
Voila. There you go. That is how you do it. Again, if you want to edit it, you can go into this app, go to the top right where the edit I showed you before. And you can actually change the title and the configuration of the message because you designed this applet yourself. You can do more configuration with it and you can also delete it. So that is how you do it. So from now on, I'll get a notification that when the pollen gets high, it's going to alert me. That's without for me have to go look in my weather app and see what the algae count is going to be for the day. If it reaches over 4 at the moderate rate, it's going to alert me automatically. So yet another item that reduces the task that I don't have to do each and every day. Really cool. Now, the last and final tab
selected my applets
is the activities.
Tab, activity. Three items.
It's not
tab,
really
activity,
anything in
heading.
Here pertain that may be important to you other than a few things that I have set up. Now, these notification not going to be very helpful. However, when I get notification for like apps that are new, you can go back in here and check this out. So you're going to see a lot of my Nest thermostat ones. So if I go to the right.
Help. Button. Activity feed tab notification. Button.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Button. Errors.
You can
button.
Just see everything, or you can double tap on errors. So if there's something you want to see, if something's not running right, it'll tell you if it's got an error.
8:25 a.m. Mickey home set to away. If Mickey home set to away.
All right, so this activated this morning.
June 12th, Digital Guardian followed you on Twitter. They have 19,258 followers. Properly mention and thank new followers.
So I had a new follower, so I sent a prompt saying thank you for following me.
June 12th, Mickey home set to away. If
Let
Mickey
me go
home set
down
to away,
to an
then
app
send a
that I found.
June June 7th, Mickey Home set to June 6th, Mickey Home set to June 5th, Mickey Home set to away.
I got a lot of these.
June 4th, Mickey Home set to June 4th, June 1st, audio book player by S10 is a new April 16th, April 16th, another hour. It's April 16th, another hour. It's April, June 1st, audio book player by S10 is a new app from your search. June 4th, Ramp by Zulie Clark is a new app from your search. If new app from voiceover search, then send a notification from the June 4th, Mickey Home set to away. June 5th, Mickey Home set to away. June 5th, Mickey Home set to away.
I'm trying to find this one particular one.
June 4th, Mickey Home set to June 4th, Ramp by Zulie Clark is a new app from your search. June 1st, audio book player by S10 is April 16th, another hour. April 16th, another hour. It's April 16th, 2008.
Apparently it's not on here anymore, or I deleted by accident. So let's go back to
June 1st. Audio book player by S10 is
that
a new
one.
From your
if you're interested, you can just double tap that, and
June
then
1st,
it will bring
audio
up
audio book selected App Store today. Uh-huh. Back auto the audio book player S10. Get button in app purchases more.
So
button.
As you can see, it automatically opened up the App Store for me, and it opened it up. So that is one of the reasons why you can check the activity. If for some reason you missed it in your notification, no fear. Or if you cleared it out, you can come back into the activity and then you can see what has been run or not. However, if I have kept the notification, I can just go into my notification center and just double tap that and we'll do the same results. So I just wanted to show you at least the activities. All right. So I hope that this podcast gives you kind of a basic idea how this works, how I use it for, and some good examples how you could use it. Because everybody has different personal preferences, there are tons of different services and app lists that you have heard today on this podcast. And I hope that for some of you will absolutely love this app and that it will make your day easier for you. I highly recommend it. It's free. It's no catch whatsoever. I think it's great. It helps me alleviate all the daily tasks that I no longer have to do every day. So it just runs automatically. Boom, just like that. All right, well, that's going to do for me. That is IFTTT. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nanomouse. Until next time, guys, you take care, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.